Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Bill? Bill, B-I-L-L, is this hour's code word. I noticed that you knew exactly where I was going with that. Text Bill to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Why not you? Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Bill. Daryl. How are you? Text right now. Bill is this hour's code word. $1,000. Yeah, you. That was not my day.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was your day. Yeah. I'm gonna say it's your day.
I still laugh at that. Mm.
Daryl, yeah, we're all set.
Sorry. Okay. I turned myself off so I could go. All right. Our phone number is 800-400-3697. That is also a number where you can text us. But there's a guy in Ballykinwood who says, don't text and drive. Mm. Don't do it.
Just try to spell Ballykinwood, too.
My bad. A lady in Ballykinwood at a desk who rifled off an email that says, don't text and drive. We're
somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Near Philly.
Right. Here's what's... Oh, sorry. That's not the part. This is the text part. Oh, my God. I finally told my daughter she had to be dressed by a certain time or I'll dress her.
Oh.
707 says, Polish here. Pierogi.
Oh, the pierogi.
Our Polish dumpling. Best stuff with cheese and potatoes, mushrooms, or cabbage covered with... Oh
my God, I'll take all of those. Sound delicious.
Covered with... the new texting machine puts everything sometimes as far as like 7 texts apart.
Oh.
So get a piece of a text, and then I gotta go in search of the rest of the text.
Right.
I'm writing like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with arrows to get to.
Here's the next one. You have to encrypt them, decrypt them.
Right. Pierogies are delicious, topped with bacon, sour cream, and sautéed onions. You must try.
All right, I'm in. God, it sounds delicious.
It does sound so good right now.
A pierogi. How do I not eat those every day?
Well, there's no pierogi stores locally, are there?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
And like a makeup, I guess.
It's like Agent Penis. No one knows about it.
Vinny, my kid used to take 30 minutes plus getting dressed until I took him to Home Goods to pick out an hourglass.
Oh.
He said, set the timer on your phone, Mom. LOL. He was 4 years old. That was 12 years ago. Now I get dressed. Now he gets dressed in 5 minutes. So she was going to put an hourglass in the room, I guess, and say, this is what you got.
That'd be kind of a cool thing to have.
An hourglass?
Hourglass, you know? It's neat.
Is it?
I love hourglasses. I think there's something super cool about them.
All right. Wasn't that...
Beauty and the Beast?
No. Judge...
Judy?
No, the guy from the OJ trial had like...
Oh, Ito.
Judge Ito. Had
Lance
like
Ito.
50 of them on his desk.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't
that.
Remember that either.
Pull up a picture of his desk. He may have pulled them all down because he caught a bunch of crap for it. It was like, dude, what are you decorating your desk at a murder trial?
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Yeah, I remember him. There were so many characters
heck,
in that.
Heck, sorry. I meant to say heck.
The heck?
Sorry, everyone. I'm working on it.
I start saying hecka now.
Oh, man.
Hella.
The worst thing is that I say words I should not say when I'm driving because I don't realize behind me quietly someone is just chilling, picking up
everything you put down.
Bleepity bleeps and bleep and bleep. bleep and bleep.
Yeah. It is eye-opening when, you know, your four-year-old yells from the backseat, that girl's a bitch.
My 1.5-year-old daughter said the S word.
Oh, no.
That chick is feisty. No, you're going to be in trouble. She's a handful.
But it was right after me, and it was, like, clear that I was like, oh, no.
There's nothing cuter than a little kid swearing, though. I just think it's the funniest thing ever. It's bad parenting.
Yeah, that is
terrible.
Very bad
parenting.
Don't say that.
I'm trying not to know.
It's so adorable.
Hey, Vinny, I used to lay out 2 outfits for my kids to choose between. That way I knew they would be dressed appropriately for the temperature. And then I don't know where the rest of that one is.
Mm. Boys are easy. I go, put that on. And they put it on, and we leave. It was always the shoes. Get your shoes on. Where are they? I don't know. Where'd you take them off?
Man, we've been having, speaking of shoes, we've been having all these I don't know if it's a milestone. It's not a milestone, but
yeah, if she's tying her shoes, it's a milestone.
She's tying her shoes
now.
That's
a big deal.
We got
that. It's a motor skills thing.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Now she's all, I'm going to tie my shoes. All right, let me sit down.
Yeah, this is going to take a little while. Did they teach her the right way or the one where you make the 2 loops and tie those?
Like the bunny ears, right?
Yeah. We taught her, and we taught her the bunny ears because that's the one that she can do.
Yep.
The rest of that text said it was about the weather. That way they still got to choose between the 2 outfits.
Oh, okay.
And it worked. Yeah.
That's a good idea, 2 outfits.
Okay, Langley, Virginia is like 2 hours from my house, and this woman seems insane, except it turns out there's an Agent Penis.
Yeah, it turns out she wasn't insane. She kept showing up for some real dude named Agent Penis.
The person at the front desk thinks she's playing games
with
them.
Well, you know, they're on a need-to-know basis at the front desk.
Check your thing.
Check your roster for secret agents.
Well, after they found out that he's a real agent, they can't tell the person who this is because he's a private, you know.
Dick?
What just happened?
That's what a private investigator's called. You know,
it's true.
And his name is Agent Penis. So obviously that wasn't a stretch. That was totally above board, you guys.
Well,
I don't know why everyone's
clever
laughing
thinking,
so hard.
Because it's very funny. That's why, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. You guys' minds are in the gutter.
Always.
Ours are?
Yeah.
Uzi nodding at me. Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately, it's just always there.
Hey, Michael. I believe this is from Michael Martin.
Oh,
415 says, hey, Michael, can you fix the Alice signal strength on 280, 380, 101 corridor?
Oh.
Radio.com app. Yeah. It's an app.
Listen to us there.
You can listen
Clear
to this
bell.
Show yeah. on the radio.com app.
Yep.
That's what it's for. You get the app, and then you listen to this show.
What are you looking like that for?
280, 380, that junction, right? That's right there. Mm-hmm.
That's where the airport is.
It's so close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, we come in just fine there.
Yeah.
Something about their car.
Our signal's strong there.
Yeah. Well, it pounds in.
Pounds right in there, huh?
Sure. Pounding right into that area. Hard.
And we're the perverts. Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. Signal pounds in.
What was that? Yeah, people can hear that.
I'm a sucker for all subliminal things.
Oxybenzone and oxynoxate in sunscreen kills coral. Hawaii is trying to ban them. I think Hawaii has banned them.
Yeah.
So they're no longer available to travelers. You show up, they've got stuff that is reef safe.
Right.
That's the way it should be. Of course, it's the way it should be.
You know, you're going there to see the reefs. You don't want to do anything to harm them.
And the good thing is that since no one can carry sunscreen because they get thrown out right there at the TSA.
Yep. You got to buy the safe stuff.
You buy the stuff that they've got available. Question. Why the hell doesn't the heck? 650.
Quit trying to trick Vinny.
Question. Why the heck doesn't the FDA do their own dang
Because we don't eat that.
They're the ones allowing these ingredients to be used in the first place.
Yeah, but it's because we don't eat them. They test the things that we actually ingest. But the fact that it's getting to our bloodstream does make it seem like it should be their job. But I guess they're saying, hey, you guys, look into this.
631 says, your liberal propaganda needs to stop. Listen.
Oh, what was our liberal propaganda about?
The sunscreen thing.
Oh, stop it. Why does anything have to be one side or the other? Can't this just be, it's bad for the reefs and it gets into your bloodstream, we should look into it? Why is that like a partisan thing?
Yeah, it's science.
So Science. Oh, maybe science is partisan. Sorry, we listen to scientists.
A lot of people write about the sunscreens. Look, I'll just tell you that I've been dealing with sunscreens my whole life, and I've found some that are healthier than others, but they're thicker. And
grosser.
So, well, and so you use them, and
they mat your hair down, and they get everything sticky.
Well, I think what happens is that they're so thick, they do stay on, and they don't migrate, which is great. Except that you can see it on you. Even the ones that go on, they say clear. It's thick enough that you're like, oh, something's on you.
Yeah, you're glowing. Are you sweaty? No, it's my sunscreen.
Right. Mushroom use can help cluster headaches, aka suicide headaches.
Oh no,
suicide headaches. Jesus.
Now that's
mushroom slap me.
Right.
So what we heard is in Denver they're trying to decriminalize psilocybin.
The mushroom.
Whatever the
magic mushroom.
Magic, yeah, whatever the active ingredient is in a magic mushroom. Yeah, but the federal government said there's no medical use for this that's been, and people are writing in all morning telling the other thing.
I've seen people with massive success treating chronic depression by microdosing with mushrooms. It's magical. Ha ha ha. Did you guys report the DUI crash on Santa Teresa in South San Jose on Cinco de Mayo night?
No.
I am witness in the report. I was walking my dog when they raced by me and hit the tree.
Oh.
I ran to the scene and saw the driver on the ground rolling around and went to the car to check the other guy and saw firsthand what drinking and driving does to kids in fast cars.
Oh.
I checked for a pulse and there was none.
Oh my gosh.
Will stay with me forever.
Yeah.
Please don't drink and drive. Mm. I still see that kid's face in my head.
Oh.
Well, that was only the other day ago, but I do understand your point.
That is horrendous. Yeah, there's just no need for it. There's Uber, guys, you know?
Except tomorrow. There won't be Uber tomorrow. They're going to
take tomorrow off from drinking then.
Right.
Or call a taxi. Old gold school.
Old school, right.
Yo, taxi.
For sunscreen, look for the main ingredient to be zinc oxide. Also look for non-nano particle, which will be noted on the package. Badger, All Good, Think Baby, and Beauty Counter are all great options. Also Burnout, which is made in Santa Cruz. Mm. And that one works good, too.
Buy local. Mm-hmm. Think global, buy local.
Vinny, now that you're getting married, will you change your trust to put Dusty first? And if she's not around, then the kids? Isn't that automatic once you're married?
No, you'd probably have to change the wording. I don't know. Usually the trust is between you two or the trustees. And
you hear that or is that just me?
We don't hear anything.
That's I don't hear it. I guess that must just be going in your head. I'm not sure what you're hearing.
Weird. Never mind.
I was like, what's he talking about? I don't even hear it anymore. It's just... Britt is like magic over there.
Sarah and Hooman, if you're looking for a new show, try American Gods on Stars, based on a book by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, I've read some of his stuff. I'll watch that.
You will?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I read something about like a witch or something from him. Can't remember.
Does John get a say in what you guys watch, or is he just out of the mix in that?
Yeah, we can veto anything. Hooman vetoes plenty of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to watch. We might take a break after this, you know? Now the game, I mean, for 8 years straight, we've been watching TV together every Sunday night.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'll be weird.
Yeah, it will be. I enjoy our Sunday nights.
Well, then why would you take a break?
I feel like it. You know, change it up a little. It's hard picking a show. Maybe when Ozark comes back. Mm-hmm. Just too many shows. It's like the bane of my existence now, picking a show to watch with people. Ugh.
That must be such a drag.
It sucks. You just sit there. It's like, you know what? I'll be back in half an hour when you guys pick something out. I'll watch whatever you pick. I just don't care.
Or how about, I'm going to watch TV alone.
Yeah.
Because y'all talk too much.
I want to be alone. Mm-hmm. I just want to be alone.
Okay. Can you wish my husband, Steven, a happy 36th birthday? You guys are part of our morning every morning. Thanks.
Happy birthday, Steven. And happy birthday to Michelle.
Right.
Our, Michelle, Michi B.
Michelle.
She's got a whole thing out there. I'm dying to go.
You can't wait for the cupcakes.
Well, I'm very excited for the cupcakes, but we brought presents and everything. I like to see people open stuff up. Yeah. Cards. Yeah.
And her hair's all.
Yeah, she got a blowout.
Blowed.
Her hair's blowed.
And
she got
they,
a birthday blowout.
Her, you know, they put candles. They were trick candles.
I love those trick candles.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
You can't, no matter how many times you blow them, they keep coming back
on. Stinks. I hate those things. A huge crutch word is right. I know, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
510 wrote
That's
that.
That's a big one.
It is a big one.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
My husband
say that all the time.
Says.
You do?
I think so.
John says, huh, after almost every sentence.
That's a tick.
And I feel like he is, he wants me to agree with him.
And
it's like saying,
right? The sky's blue, huh?
Oh.
And I'd be, either I ignore it or I disagree with him. I just go, no, it's gray.
Huh?
It's gray. But it's blue, huh? No, it's gray.
Just be her cheerleader. Just be like,
I can't agree.
Sky's blue, huh?
Because I can't agree with everything.
So much traffic,
then
huh?
I'm a liar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Maybe I should just do that because it would probably be less.
Yeah, you should just do that.
Do it again.
Sky's blue, huh?
Yeah. Okay, I want to start going, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Team Johnny B. Yeah.
Marriage looks so scary sometimes. It makes me want to jump out a window.
They're not selling it.
It's not good.
They encourage it, and then they don't.
Fortunately, you can't open up the windows. You're stuck.
Huh? Are your windows painted shut?
I'm thinking of those windows.
Oh.
It's great.
It's not.
Great.
Look
it
at you.
It is.
Look at what you just said.
That's just a little,
every
a little something.
Every sentence you said.
Huh. Or I go back to him. Oh. Huh. Huh. Huh.
You're in a bad mood today, huh? He's just trying to start a conversation, you said.
I don't
Guy
want
wants to
have
talk
a
to you.
So you don't feel like
You're
talking,
married.
Huh?
Yeah, I married you, so I wouldn't have to talk to you anymore. Shut up about it. God.
Well, and a lot of times it's when we're watching TV and I'm trying to watch the show.
This is a good show, huh?
This is the guy you never get to spend time with or see.
Yep. Woo!
I gotta go to work again, huh?
Uber, so this is from 415. Uber is a prime example of our society's race to the bottom. It's ironic that they're attempting to organize and have a strike when they represent the poorest example of organized labor. The idea of a gig economy would make sense if compensation made sense. Instead, it's corporations and shareholders exploiting people who don't have enough sense to work for a decent wage. If people don't wake up to this economic model years from now, we will have many people undercutting other people's wages throughout more sectors.
Okay,
oh
wow.
That person needs to get a class to teach. Huh?
Yeah!
Vinny is exactly right. The gig economy is another symptom of our dwindling middle class.
Yikes.
Oh. Ding, ding. Vinny is correct. So many people have to take gig work to make ends meet.
Gig economy.
It's so scary. Yeah!
Huh? Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
She wants cupcakes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, huh?
Yeah!
No! No.
Selling marriage!
No!
It's wonderful. I love it so much.
You don't?
I do.
Did you just see the look on your face? The pained look on your face.
Well,
as you described the most inane conversation. Absolutely nothing. And you're like, you had this look like, I want to kill him.
It's been 25 years.
There's bound to be something that gets under your skin.
And if that's what I have to complain about, then I'm doing swell. I'm great.
Love that man. She's not going to kill him. Don't worry.
It's all the words that come out of his mouth, though.
No, it's just the one word that comes out at the
end.
It's
the
one word.
No, you said every sentence.
It's the one where I don't mind the sentences. It's the afterwards.
It's like, do you want to agree with me now? Now's your chance to agree with me.
And huh? and I can't agree with it, everything you say.
Right.
What would that be?
Easier?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start saying that, you guys. That's okay. It.
All right. Well, I think it's time for us to go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast. Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.